Okay, we're holding Maseches Brachos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Base 4:2. This is absolutely a fascinating Mishnah. It says Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana, was a very important Tana, but we learn very little of him in terms of the number of mentions. But he was a student of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and also was a Rebbe of Rabbi Yishmael, perhaps even the one who was the source of the Yud Gimel Midos of Rabbi Yishmael. His Rebbe, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lazar Gadol, and so on. And he is also the author of the Bahir, which is the most significant Kabbalistic work prior to the Zohar, for sure. And he was the head of a sort of mystical school in the first century. He's also the author of the Ana B'Koach prayer that we have. So, Nechunya ben Hakana, the Mishnah says, Haya mispal b'knisas lo beis ha-midrash uvi yitziyaso tefila katzara. When he would, as the way that Tiferes Yisrael explains it, after one finishes davening, he leaves the base Knesset, the shul, and the first thing he should do before he goes to work is go to the base of Midrash to learn. So Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana now is saying, as he leaves the base Knesset and goes to the base of Midrash, the first thing the Mishnah explains us that we do is that one prays upon entry to the base Midrash and upon exiting the base Midrash, a tefillah katzara, a short prayer. It doesn't say here what the prayer was. The Gemara does. I'll get back to that in a moment. Mishnah says, Amru lo, his student said to him, Ma makam l'tefillah zu, what is the place of this prayer? Bartanur brings like Rashi. It means, what's the nature of this prayer? Amru lahem, he says, B'knisasi, when I come in to the base of Midrash, Ani mispalash lo tehera tekal al yadi, I pray that a mishap shouldn't come through me. Ubi yitziyasi ani nosen hodaya al chelki. And when I leave the Beis HaMidrash, I give thanks for my lot, my portion. Now, the Gemara gives a much further explication of this, and I'm going to read it to you inside. It's on Chav Ches Amud Beis, 28b. That's what the Mishnah is. And the Gemara starts out by saying, Tana Rabbanan, it says in Ebraisa, B'knisasu Maho Omer. When he would go into the Beis Knesset, Beis HaMidrash, Maho Omer, what does one say? Now, the Mefarshim understand that it doesn't say, what did he say, but what does one say? And therefore, it's understood, and it's brought la-halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, I'll read you that inside in the Mishnah Berurah as well, that this is actually halacha la-maisa. For some reason, which I don't have the answer to, it seems to have fallen by the wayside, and many don't do this, they don't say these prayers, these blessings, prayers I should call them. Yeah, but in any case, they are ostensibly la-halacha. Here's the Gemara, it says, Mahu Omer, what does one say? Yehi ratzon milfanecha, Hashem Elokai, may it be your will, God, Shelo ye'era davar takala al yadi, that a mishap shouldn't come through me, v'le'ekashel b'davar halacha, and I shouldn't stumble in a halachic matter, v'yismechu b'chaverai, and my friends should be, according to Rashi's pshat, and my friends would then laugh at me, at my mistake, and then they would be punished because they laughed at me. That's the Tosfos Yom Tov learns it. Marsha understands it how we might expect it to be, that my friend should be happy with me, not laugh at me. Either way, V'lo Omer, the prayer continues on, may I not say al tame tahor, on something that was tame, that it's tahor, incorrectly. V'lo al tahor tame, nor should I rule something that is really tahor to be tame. And one also prays that may it also be that my friends, my chaverim, don't err in a halachic matter. And I be happy with them. So according to Rashi, again, would be that lest I laugh at them and then be punished for it. And according to the Marsha, would be, let me be happy with them getting things correctly. That's the end of his prayer upon entering the base of Midrash, according to the Gemara. The Gemara then also now tells us what his prayer was when he left the base of Midrash, which is probably something that's quite familiar to anyone who's been to a Siyum. The Gemara says, Ubi Yitziyasa, when he would leave the base of Midrash, Mahu Omer. What does one say? Quote, Moda Ani Lefanecha, Hashem Elokai, I thank you, God, that you've made my portion amongst those who get to sit in the Beis HaMidrash learning, and didn't make my portion in life to be those who sit on the street corners hawking their wares. Sha'ani mashkim behem mashkimim. I get up early and they get up early. Ani mashkim l'divrei Torah. I get up to speak words of Torah. Vehem mashkim l'divarim betelim. They get up to speak idle words. Ani amal vehem amelim. I work hard and they work hard. Ani amal makabel sachar. I work hard and get reward for my efforts, explains the Chavetz Chaim famously. Vehem amelim ve'enem makabel sachar. And they also work hard, but they don't get schar. They don't get reward for their efforts. They only get schar for the actual output, should it be successful. Ani ratz vehem ratzim. I run and they run. Ani ratz l'chayel mabah. I'm running as fast as I can to build my olam haba, my world to come. Vehem ratzim lever shachas. But they are running to the pit of destruction, to an unhappy ending. And that is the end of the prayer, according to the Gemara, of what Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana used to say. And I'm also going to read you the Shulchan Aruch that brings us the halacha. You see, this is a bit of a hobby horse for me because for some reason no one does this. But here the halacha says, it's in Hilchos Tfila and Simen Kuf Yud of Aruch Chaim. It's Seif Ches. Hanichnes, which is 110 Seif Ches, section 8. Hanichnes the Beis HaMedrash, Yispal, when one goes to the Beis HaMedrash, he should pray, quote, Yehi Ratzon L'fanecha Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Avoseinu Sh'loi Ekasha V'Dav Halacha V'chulei, the prayer we saw in the Gemara, Ubiyitziyasu Omer Yomer, he should say when he leaves, Modal L'fanecha Hashem Elokai Shasamta Chelkim Yoshvei Beis HaMedrash. End of the Seif, that's the Shulchan Aruch, brings it down the Halacha. There's no Ramah saying to the contrary. The Mishnah Brura brings down, first of all, that the Arizal used to say this every morning, and he would all say the following psukim to supplement that. He would say, ki Hashem yiten chachma mipiv da'at usfuna, and he would also say the pasuk gal, which means, for God is the one who bestows wisdom, and from his mouth comes understanding and knowledge. And he also, the Rizal would say the pasuk gal einai, open my eyes, va'abita niflos matorasecha, and I will behold wonders from your Torah. So those are things that the Arizal supplemented that to his prayer when he would start learning the Beis HaMedrash. And therefore, the Mishnah Brura brings that he says, Tov lomar nusach echad katsar kol harbe. The Mishnah Brura says the best thing to do is to say the following formulation, which includes a number of different things, that different topics together. Vezehu, and this is what he says one should say, quote, Yiratol milfanecha Hashem Elokai v'lokei avosai. May be your will, God and God of my forefathers, Shetair einai b'me'or torasecha, that you enlighten my eyes with the light of your Torah, v'satilenu mikol michshol v'taos, and save me from all stumbling and error, hein b'dini iser v'heter, hein b'dini mamonos, whether it's got to do with ritual law or with monetary law, hein b'hora, hein b'limud, whether it's about a practical rendering of judgments, to paskin ashayla, or just to learn the lamdas, the svara of a particular sugya, whatever it is, let me not get anything wrong. Gal einai va'abita niflos matorasecha, open my eyes and I will behold the wonders from your Torah. Uma sheshagisi kfar, and whatever mistakes I've made in the past, hamideni ala emes, please let me now realize my mistakes and put me on the right, let me behold the truth and understand the truth in that matter. Val tatzel mi pi davar emes ad ma'od. And keep me on the straight and narrow, keep me, you know, so nothing should be withheld from me in terms of understanding everything that I need to understand. Ki Hashem yiten chachma, for God is the one who bestows wisdom, mipiv da'as usvuna. From his mouth comes da'as, knowledge, usvuna, and understanding. End quote. That's what the Mishnah verses one should say every time. That is, if one is learning by himself, you notice there's no mention there of the being happy with or laughing at the friends. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah also adds, ukeshu lomed b'chabura, if you're learning with other people, tzarech levakesh gam ken, you also must pray, shlo yismach b'tkalasam, you shouldn't rejoice in their mistakes, b'lo yismachu b'tkalaso, and they shouldn't rejoice in your mistakes, kedis v'gemara, as it is said in the Gemara, like I read to you before. So that is l'halacha. On the way in, on the way out. Also, it's true that one should say, like the Shulchan Aruch brings, a short thanks to Hashem for having the schus of being part of those who get to learn in the Beis HaMidrash. That is Mishnah 4:2.